that's the
second time.
Or what? You're just cutting it in another way. It's the second. One more word.
Second cutting.
Yeah. Okay. You've got wheat, and you tie it up, and you tie it up into a
bundle.
Okay, fine. When you've got the bundles piled up, you pile them up into a
pile. That
would be well. Then there's a name for it. You might not know.
You know, I don't think so.
Okay. You're talking about. You've talked about this when we're talking about flour and stuff, and you mentioned it. Where you have talking about how much wheat you've got, and you could say we raised 40
barrels.
No, not barrels.
Tons. Was it tons?
No, it was just the small. You're talking about wheat,
mm-hmm.
And you just gathered it in. We raised 40.
Mm.
I think you were talking to a grocer or something. You wanted to know how much wheat you got.
I didn't say barrels.
No. I shouldn't have took you back there.
Let me see. Was it sacks?
No, it's amounts, not what they're in.
Oh.
How much? We raised 40.
1 ton.
But that's what I'm looking for, that kind of name. We raised
40.
Right. I knew I shouldn't have touched your back. I could have just said now, what do you have got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You combined it.
Okay.
I guess that's all you do.
Right. Well, maybe, I don't know if the combine does that or not, but if you just want the oats, you know, the grain,
mm-hmm.
separated from the rest of the shaft and stuff.
Yeah, that would be when you combine it, because when you combine it, that, I guess, now that's all I know you do to it.
Yeah.
Because when you combine it, then they are, that's taking it, you know, like what it grew up on. That separates it from that, and they load it, you know, they, well, you said, what you say this one now? Wheat?
Oats.
Yeah. They combine it and they, you know, that combine separates it. And they, I've seen them, I think they have bags on the combine. I believe they load it in the bag or just load it some type of way. They just load it on a truck.
Mm-hmm.
No, but the combine does separate it.
Oh, okay. Well, if you had to do that before you had a combine, and you were just taking the oats down, and you had a pile of them,
mm-hmm.
and you had to get it ready so you could sell them, like, you know, to people. What would you do to it to separate the grain if you just didn't have any machines?
The only thing I could see, I guess you would just have to take something and just beat it off or something.
Right. Now, what would you call that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what you call it. That's the only other way I see it other than a combine.
Okay. Well, you were saying oats, if you just said you were beating it, oats, making a sentence saying what you're doing to oats. Oats? Just use the same word that you just used, but oats.
I'm combining the oats or something like
no,
that.
No, I want you to use the word beat.
I'm beating the oats.
Okay, now if you turn the sentence around like, you know, sometimes instead of saying the dog bit the boy, you
mm-hmm.
say the boy was bitten by the dog. Now if you say the oats
were beaten off or something like that, the oats were beaten.
Okay, I guess I'm not going to get it. If you did it today, what would you say? The oats?
The oats were beaten today,
No, well, if you're doing it right now,
mm-hmm.
you're in the middle of doing it.
I'm beating.